Behold, he comes.
Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Watchman. Today, as we continue telling you of what is happening across the world and what it means to us as students of Bible prophecy. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm joined by Evangelist John Paul Akena, and we are delving into some of the very interesting things that are happening in our world. And we'll start with Israel, although it's not as hot news now as it was at the time, but still I'm seeing things happening in that nation which are going to be significant going forward. First of all, from the last time we actually recorded a message, Israel hadn't started a ground offensive. Of course, they started it. They are destroying Hamas tunnels. Hamas are, you know, being put in flight, and they are so deep into the Gaza. And the idea is to demilitarize Gaza Strip completely, take away their ability to set up another attack similar to what they did on October 7th in the next 20 or 30 years. So just decapacitate them. Make sure that they are unable to launch anything of any significance into Israeli territory for the next decades. That's what the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, are trying to do. And they are digging up tunnels where Hamas leaders, so many of them have been killed. Hamas will not say as much, but of course the IDF is saying it. And it was ongoing in spite of all the apparent, you know, anti-Israeli sentiment across the world. Israel were just focused on what it is they actually wanted to do, and that is to completely dismantle Hamas and their capabilities. So it was going on until there was a bit of a ceasefire at some stage because the talks which were being brokered by Qatar, Hamas agreed to release 50 Israeli hostages, children, mostly, and women, and elderly women. And so Israel gave them 4 days not to fight and so on. But now it seems it's turning against, because the calculation of Iran and all its proxies in this war was that Hamas strikes Israel, tries to strike back, the whole world turns against Israel, Israel stops because UN and all that is turning against them, and somehow Israel is weakened and there's very little damage on the Gaza Strip, because they expected Israel would only use planes, come and bomb. And of course, the Hamas people would be down in the tunnels, so they will not be affected by any of that. But they don't mind about their fellow Palestinians being killed. So that was the calculation. Now, the ground entry, and Israel determined to come inside and actually destroy Hamas, was a turning point. Because when Israel was apparently stalling on entering, everybody was threatening them. Iran threatened them. Russia threatened them. Hezbollah in Lebanon threatened them. If you dare, if you dare. And Israel seemed to be stalling. And then when they entered, all the people were threatening. Iran immediately issued a statement saying they have no intention of getting into a war with Israel. Now, that's where I knew that their calculation had fallen apart.
Yes.
Because if it hadn't, Iran would still be threatening. They are not threatening any longer. However, of course, the whole PR thing against Israel is going on. China is clearly anti-Israel. And you know, this is a spiritual thing. You know, it's not a nation by nation. The nations, depending on how they are positioned themselves spiritually, for or against God, those who are for God somehow will end up on the side of Israel.
Yes.
And those who are not for God will somehow end up on the other side.
Yes.
Now, of course, China cannot end up on the side of God because they are the dragon. Although their president has not said anything definitive about which side he is supporting, China's state media has been very, very strong against Israel.
Yes.
So that shows you that China is against Israel, because, of course, their state media do not publish things unless they are passed by the Communist Party that rules. So China is against. Now, the whole BRICS thing, which was starting to rise, might actually not rise, because now it seems all of them are turning against Israel. And now there's going to be some catastrophe for people who turn against Israel.
Yes.
Now, people think that God is going to be there and you can have your opinion and what, but the judgment of God is going to come.
Yes.
And it's going to come now. And now you might say what you want, but the judgment of God is going to come. That's the truth. And South Africa, their parliament recently voted in favor of closing the Israeli embassy in South Africa. Now, what's left is the implementation of it to ask Israel, please leave our country. Now, Nigeria is teetering on the brink of going in the same direction.
Yes.
Although they haven't entirely gone in the same direction. Mm. But they're also seeking this whole public opinion, and so on. But if the church in that country can pray against it, then Nigeria will not take that direction, because if they take it, there's going to be some repercussion.
Yes.
And some of the repercussions, you'll hear about them. Other countries, like there was even Colombia. Colombia used to be a very strong ally of Israel.
Yes.
They would buy a lot of ammunition from Israel. However, also them, they have now turned strongly against Israel, strongly, and they're issuing very, very strong statements
yes.
in total condemnation of Israel. So all these countries, one by one, are going to take directions for or against Israel. That's what the Bible says in Zechariah.
Yes, yes.
That Israel will be sort of the dividing line
yes.
between. One by one, they are going to take direction. And the time talked about in Zechariah is actually now.
Yes.
So one country goes the other, the other, the other.
Yes.
Now we as the church in Uganda, or let's say as the Watchman Ministries, prayed that Uganda does not take a stance against Israel.
Yes.
Because that would be very catastrophic for us.
Yes.
And the catastrophes are soon coming, and you'll see them and you'll hear them in the news.
Yes.
And I want you to take note of those countries that have stood strong against Israel and wait and see the catastrophes that are going to come. But of course, Uganda can't go there because we prayed about it.
And even Maldives,
yeah.
when the parliament brought in a bill to bar Israeli tourists from coming, you know that is a place of holiday, tourism and all that. Now the parliament wants to bring out a bill to bar Israeli tourists from coming.
To the Maldives.
Yes, and of course, we know that when that is passed, we will see the judgment clearly. Even some nations like Dubai, at first, when they started speaking things against Israel and they were coming out against Israel, floods went in.
And they were terrible, by the
yes.
way. They destroyed a lot of things.
Yes. So those are some of the glimpse of this judgment which God is going to begin to unleash against the nations. Now, I'm actually seeing the divide of all these people and actual nations which have come in favor of Israel, God will bless them. But those who have come against, like, God will unleash judgment. But one of the things I've also seen is that previously, when all this propaganda against Israel started coming up, a lot of nations started standing against Israel, rising against Israel, riots in nations like UK. But the good thing I've started to see is also children of God rising up in a stand for Israel. Even now, like last week, there was a riot in the streets of UK, and they were standing for Israel. Even America, which of course there was a lot of
anti-Israel.
Yes.
But then there was also a very strong rally
yes.
for Israel
yes.
in Washington.
Yes. Because, you know, one of the things the church needs to arise is to stand with Israel. Because we know we are the spiritual Israel, and we carry the blessing of Abraham, which we have in Christ Jesus. Now, we are supposed to align with Israel, and when we align with Israel, that blessing, we see it. Yes.
And it's very clear in the scripture. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
May they be blessed who love you.
Yes.
Then also the promise of Abraham, which God gave him after he offered up Isaac.
Yes.
Or showed God that he's willing to do that. And he told him, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Now, those things are just the way they are. And you might argue against them because you've been listening to all these rubbish newscasts. But I'll tell you that the judgment of God is going to be very clear. And you'll see it, and we shall tell you here about it.
Yes.
And you'll understand that this is actually the judgment of God. Because you realize that even America, there's a certain judgment that had to come because of their stance towards Israel. Of course, outwardly and in the open, America is so pro-Israel. But the reality is that the Biden administration
yes.
and his godfather, Obama, are so opposed to Israel.
Yes.
And Obama even came up the other day and said, you know, okay, it was bad what happened, but you see, the occupation is unbearable. There is
yes.
no occupation. The whole idea that there is an occupation is a fallacy. Because in 2005, Israel gave all the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians
yes.
and gave them the keys to everything.
Yes.
It had strong factories, it had strong tourist sites, it had the ability to actually prosper
yes.
because the Israelis had been there and they had spread their prosperity there.
Yes.
So they just got out, all of them, and there used to be Israeli settlers there, and they forced them out. The government forced them out. Some of them went kicking and screaming, but they were forced out, and they went and they handed it over to the Palestinians.
Yes.
Gave them the keys. So they could go one way or the other. They could go the direction of prosperity, and they had the ability to, because they are next to the Mediterranean Sea. They could do some serious trade.
Yes.
They could even have some trade even with Israel.
Yes.
Because the goodwill was there at the time, and there would be a prosperous place. And then they get a lot of money. There is a whole UN agency which gives Palestinians money. Mm-hmm. America was giving them a lot of money as well.
Yes.
Not as much as Israel, but a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they could go in that direction.
Yes.
But what do they do in 2006? The first election, they elect Hamas. And what's the basis of election? There was a lady who was campaigning. I was seeing some. She was campaigning for office.
Yes.
And she was saying that she has three children. I don't know. I forget the figures. About three or four children who have died in the cause fighting with Jews, fighting Jews and killing Israelis. So I have three children who died and are martyrs.
Yes.
Because they died with Israelis.
Yes.
And she said that now vote for me. I have five other children whom I'm willing to offer to go and die as long as they die with some Jewish people.
Yes.
And they voted for her. So that was the sentiment they had at the time.
Yes.
And they could have gone down the path of prosperity, but they decided not to. So they were using all the money. They were paying $10,000 to every family of every person who dies killing Jews. And so the money they were getting from America and from the UN was paying families of people who died killing Jews. So they decided they didn't want prosperity.
Yes.
They decided they wanted to take the path of war.
Mm.
Now, when Israel saw that, Israel decided that they are going to make sure they will check everything that comes into the Palestinian, to the
territory.
Gaza.
Yes.
Because they didn't want ammunition, because they knew there were so many people who were trying to arm them.
Yes.
Those people get a lot of money from Qatar and so on. That's why you see these buildings which are being bombed and what?
Yes.
In a short time, they will all rise again. Because it's not the first time Israel is bombing those buildings. But
they
come back again.
Mm.
Yeah. Because so they have money.
Yes.
But they choose to use the money for the purpose of war.
Yes.
So there is no occupation. Nobody is occupying anything. They were given the keys to their own place.
Yes.
And they decided for them they want to die.
Yes.
As long as they die with some Jewish people.
Yes.
Now the Jews don't share the sentiment. They don't want to die. They want to live.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
And one former Israeli prime minister said these words, and I think they're so powerful. He said that there will be peace in the Middle East when the Palestinians love their children more than they hate Israel.
Mm. Mm.
But they are willing to give their children for the hatred of Israel.
Oh,
and of course
right.
It's spiritual.
Yes.
There is nobody who gives up their child
no.
to go and die unless the devil has sat on their head.
Yes, it's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing. And now you see the propaganda gives the people half information. And if you want to stop somebody's emotions and recruit them to your cause,
yes.
you don't give them the full information.
Yes.
Because full information will make them make up their minds
yes.
and decide for themselves.
In a positive way.
But you just give them half information,
yes.
which is enough to stop their emotions. And that's how most people across the world are.
Mm.
If they actually sat down and got to know the root of all this,
yes.
and got to know the history of all of it, got to know that there was no place.
Yes, they wouldn't go with that narrative.
They would got to know that the place which they called Palestine
yes.
only became Palestine not too many years ago. It was previously a part of the state of Jordan.
Yes.
Like they make it look like there was, you know, the Palestinians have been there for ages and ages and this Israelis who came and, you know.
Yes.
And that's the information they are fed. Not enough
no.
to form an informed opinion,
yes.
but only enough information to arouse their emotions.
Towards what
and
they want.
And now when emotions have been aroused,
mm.
there is no reason. You cannot penetrate somebody who is reasoning emotionally
in
with logical
way.
Reasoning. No.
Yes.
The emotions protect all logic.
Yes.
Okay? And that's how it works. And
yes.
If people understood that this is how the human nature is.
Yes.
And I was explaining this to somebody, that there are three seats where people make decisions. One is the logical place.
Yes.
That one you have to explain to somebody and he understands. It has to make absolute logical sense.
Yes.
And then he makes a decision based on logic.
Yes.
Usually people use that for business decisions and stuff like that and
yes.
so on.
Mm.
And then there is another one which is the emotional.
Yes.
Eh? The emotional seat where you make decisions.
Yes.
Now somebody goes and makes an emotional decision.
Mm.
Like let's say a lady decides she's in love with somebody.
Mm.
And she decides she's in love with that person. Now, that decision has been made at the seat of the emotional decision. Yes. Now, you cannot topple it with logic, because these are two different segments.
Yes.
Now, the only way that she can change her mind is emotion, because the decision was made at the emotional level. So it can only be changed at the emotional level.
Yes.
Now, the logical decision can only be changed at the logical level.
Yes.
And so if you come and, even if you come and try to prove to her that man whom you want to marry is fake, is a night dancer, is what? If the decision has been made emotionally,
yes,
it can only be unmade emotionally. So there has to be something. Either the man is going to do something bad to hurt her emotions, then she will decide to leave.
Yes.
But if you try to, haven't you seen women who have decided?
So many.
And they said no. Then you people come and explain, maybe even the parents, even the brothers and what. Say, they, don't go with that person. Is what then she says. Ah, you leave me alone.
Yes.
Me have decided. That's because they are sitting in the logical room.
Yes.
And they are trying to affect something which was made in the emotional room. And she doesn't even hear. You're in a different place.
Yes, she will just shut you off and she will continue with what she has
Because you
decided.
Are in a place where the decision wasn't made.
Yes.
Then, of course, there is a third one.
Yes.
Which is the spiritual room.
Yes.
Which is what the scripture tells us. Follow, amen, and walk in the spirit.
Yes.
Now, when a decision has been made spiritually,
yes.
Okay, you cannot topple it emotionally.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. For instance, if somebody says that, let's say you decide to get born again and what?
Yes.
Then somebody tries to come and prove to you all these things, scientific things. They are wasting their time, because the decision was made at the spiritual level.
Yes.
And it is true at the spiritual level, and you're convinced of it at the spiritual level.
Yes.
So somebody, even if they bring the best scientists in the world to try to topple what you're saying, and they say that, you know, how could Jesus walk on water? Because according to the law of buoyancy, you just look at them and say, you are fools.
Yes.
I believe the Bible from the spiritual place, and I know he walked on water, I know he rose from the dead.
Yes.
Now, all those things do not register at the logical level.
Yes.
Now, of course, where people get confused is when they try to logicalize
their
salvation.
Yes.
Then they become fools.
Yes.
Because salvation is done at a different level, at the spiritual level.
Yes.
That's why somebody will receive a message, they are preaching, and he decides, I want to get born again.
Yes.
And a decision is made in the room of spirituality.
Yes.
And that's where it stays. It cannot be toppled with emotions. It cannot be toppled with logic.
Logic, yes.
So, now, that was just an extra something to add, some nyongeza.
Yes.
But I was saying that those people are experts.
Yes.
They know what they do.
Mm.
They will never give you enough information to make a logical decision.
Yes.
But they will give you enough information to make an emotional decision.
Yes.
Because they know when you make an emotional decision to hate Israel, no amount of logic is going to topple it.
But for instance, that's why in the TVs, they begin to show you dead bodies of children, dead bodies of women, and you know that one, you will start to compare it. First of all, it will change your imagination, and you start comparing it to maybe your child or your woman.
Mm.
And then from that point, even you, a person who is just watching a TV far away, you are making an emotional decision where you are saying that, no, Israel is bad.
Yes, and they want you to make the emotional decision because, I'll tell you this, Israel had footage of what happened to them on October 7th.
Yes.
How they were killing children and what. There was
a
girl who was dragged across, a teenage girl, raped by so many men, and they showed the footage until she died, and they continued raping her.
Mm.
And all the other people were there spitting at her and so on. And like that's this level of hatred.
Yes.
Now, in the media, they'll make you look like the people who are bad are Hamas, but the Palestinians are good.
Yes.
But now, imagine if you somebody comes and starts raping a teenage girl in front of you, and you stay there and almost cheer and, you know, celebrate and what as they are doing it.
Yes.
And then you say, no, I'm not the bad person. It's the people who raped who are bad. You are just as bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you are part of it.
Saul did not kill Stephen.
Yes.
The matter.
Yes.
But you're standing there, and the Bible says the people who killed him laid their
clothes
at his feet. So he's as guilty as the people who stoned Stephen, even in his own writing.
Yes.
But he says he's
persecuted.
You know, he almost blames himself for the death of what?
Yes.
Stephen. But he did not actually throw a stone. It's just that he was there cheering.
Yes.
When they were throwing a stone, stones and killing Stephen.
Yes.
So now, how do you say that the evil people That these people are not, the other Palestinians are good people. Yeah, they weren't cheering when they were slaughtering young children. They weren't cheering, but they did slaughter. And they weren't when they were raping teenage girls and what, but they did rape.
Yes.
No, they are just as bad. You don't have to be involved. Eh? Now there is one, when he had killed children and what, and then he got on the phone with his father and mother, who were in Gaza.
Yes.
And told them, I've killed so far 5 Jewish people. Yes, and what? Yes. And they were saying, thank you very much, our son, you're a hero. And the mother is cheering him. And the father is cheering him. And you said, like, they are just as bad as Hamas. That's why they elected them.
Yes.
Eh? Okay? That's why they elected them. And so it's only those people who are given the benefit of the population being different from what?
Yes.
If Uganda attacks Kenya, we cannot say that it's NRM which attacked Kenya.
No. All of us.
All of us will be involved. Yes. Because this is the regal. Yes. Nobody's going to say, no. Need party did not attack. No.
Yes.
If Uganda attacks Kenya,
yes,
it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to separate.
No, yes.
So anyhow, my point is, the reality is that now, thankfully, Israel is dismantling Hamas, and they're doing a good job. And I think the war that we're anticipating might not yet happen, because I'm seeing Russia seems to be quiet.
Yes.
Iran seems to be almost taking flight now.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just a tactical withdrawal. And Turkey also, they are making their big statements against Israel, but right for now it's just statements.
Yes.
So I'm not so sure anybody is willing to pour their army yet into Israel. So that means that it might have been averted for now.
Yes.
But at least the makings of it have started, and out after some time, at some stage,
it will collect back. Actually, one of the things I was thinking about it is that maybe it becomes like the Gog and Magog war, which we have been talking about here. If this had escalated to it, it would rush us to the end.
Yes.
And of course, there are so many factors which has to be seen in this end time. And one of it is the dominion of the church.
Yes.
And the state of the church, which of course, it is not the way the Lord wants it to be. And I think maybe that's one reason why the Lord has made this war to be averted, so that the church can rise up. Because that war will happen. When it happens, of course, it will rush a lot of the timeline and events of the end time. Yeah. So I think that is one way, the reason why the Lord has made this war to be averted.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's true. Because now after the Gog and Magog war, there will be very few things which are left. Because I suspect after the Gog and Magog war is when finally there will be a peace deal between that 7-year agreement between Israel and all the surrounding, basically almost all the surrounding nations around it, into entering into an agreement. And we've said before, that agreement is going to involve the dividing of the Temple Mount, which is one of the big issues, and they will decide which part of it belongs to Israel and which part of it belongs to the Arabs or to the Muslims.
Yes.
And they will give Israel a section of it where now they'll start building the third temple.
Yes.
And then also, after that, they will have agreed on everything.
Yes.
But as we've said before, because it's in the scripture, the one issue that will remain sticking out and they will not have agreed on will be Jerusalem.
Yes.
Israel says they cannot give up Jerusalem. It's their eternal capital. But the other people say they want Jerusalem to be the capital of a future Palestinian state.
Yes.
Now, that will be the one sticking point out.
Yes.
However, because Israel will have an upper hand, so to speak, that will be after the war, after they have crushed a lot of enemies in the war. They will say, okay, let's keep this in the cooler and we'll revisit it after seven years. Now, that's the agreement they will sign in 7 years, and it's going to be about the future of Jerusalem. Everything here, by the way, is about the future of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Even Hamas, how they are running their troops, is telling them they are fighting for the Dome of Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yes.
We are fighting to rescue Jerusalem, to rescue Jerusalem. And now, the Muslims have somehow convinced themselves that they are supposed to have Jerusalem.
Yes.
The Arabs have convinced themselves they are supposed to have Jerusalem because of those holy sites.
Yes.
So now that's the rallying call for each and every one of them.
Yes.
But that's going to be a big that Jerusalem is going to be a contention throughout, even after the millennium,
yes,
as we've spoken of before, also in the scripture. Now, We've spoken about that.
Yes.
Now let's now that we know what's happening in Israel, there's ceasefire. There's going to be IDF is dismantling all the cells. Now we know that.
Yes.
And Hamas now are hiding. They are in hiding. And Israel has stated, the Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated clearly that Hamas leaders, wherever they are in the world,
yes,
are going to be killed.
Yes.
And no, those are not idle statements.
No.
Because those people know how to, you kill their people, they know how to come for
you.
Yes,
actually they have given that task to the Mossad to look for all the Hamas leaders and execute them.
And you know they will.
Yes.
So the previous where they thought they are going to be in Qatar,
yes,
with their families and children.
No.
That's not going to happen. The Mossad will enter Qatar,
yes,
and kill them from there.
Yes.
So Israel is determined to end this thing once and for all.
Yes.
At least for the next so many decades. Now, we are through with that. The next thing I want us to talk about is the population agenda.
Yes.
And you have to understand, well, I've spoken this before. I remember the first time I spoke about the population agenda at the fellowship. It was some time ago. We used to meet at Imperial Royal. And I got statements of top people who are in authority saying that the ideal population of the world is 1 billion people. And that the biggest problem that civilization faces right now is overpopulation. And these are top people who are in positions of authority. Some of them are in UN, some of them are in the Council of Foreign Relations, some of them are New World Order people and so on. But people who wield authority,
yes,
and who runs the governments of this world from behind the scenes,
yes,
saying that the population of the world is too big. And it sounded that time like it's just talk.
Yes.
It's only during COVID now that we realize that the time for action was now.
Yes.
They had been doing it all along. Because all along they were bringing medicines here.
Yes.
Which would cure one thing but create a bigger thing.
Yes.
And they've been doing that for a while. So you cure one small sickness, but they give you a bigger sickness from which you are going to die.
Yes.
Yet the smaller sickness, it's possible you are not going to even die with,
yes,
it. But so these people are saying 1 billion people, this is the ideal population of the world, and they have been trumpeting it all over. And they say this is no longer about stopping people from giving birth. Because previously they tried family planning methods, but
yes,
those are not non-effective. They say, yes, now it's no longer about stopping extra people from coming.
Yes.
It's about reducing those who are already
there
and alive.
Yes.
And that has been their thing.
Yes.
So now if you think, these people, these are not people who say things and they are not, they don't intend to do them.
No.
So they have been looking at how to do it. First of all, I'll tell you this, that if you look at the fertility rates of all the countries in the world,
yes,
if you look at all their fertility rates, the reality is that it's only in Africa and maybe part of Asia where people are still giving birth to the rate that the population will increase. Only in Africa and Asia.
Yes.
Elsewhere, the fertility rates have gone so low, very low. And as a result of which, populations are falling naturally. For instance, you look at countries like, let's say, Japan.
Yes.
Japan, women are not giving birth any longer.
No.
So they have very big populations which are 90 years and above.
Yes.
Millions and tens of millions of people are 90 years and above.
Yes.
And very few young people. Of course, everybody is moving towards AI and so on.
Yes.
So the need for labor is kind of reducing.
Yes.
Because people are moving towards AI.
Yes.
But if it was like previously, they would have to be importing people from elsewhere to come and do certain jobs.
Yes.
Because there are no people to do them.
Yes.
There are so many elderly people and very few young people. Now, Japan, I think, even has less than one. The number of children per woman,
yes,
required to keep a stable population, the population stable, not increasing, not reducing, is 2.1 children per woman. That's how many. So every woman has to give birth to 2.1 children. Don't ask me how do you give 0.1 of a child. That
average.
Is, that means, that's average. Eh?
Yes.
So that means, you know, 210 babies for every 100 women.
Yes. Yes.
So it has to be 2.1. That's what you need to keep the population stable.
Yes.
It's only in Africa and parts of Asia and maybe a bit of South America.
Yes.
Where that is. America, which I think is the highest of,
yes,
the that Western world, is 1.6. So the population has to reduce naturally.
Yes.
Because you're not giving birth at the same level that people are dying.
Yes.
That's why you see they open the borders and people are coming in and so,
yes,
on, because they need some labor. Then some countries like Korea,
Yes.
Korea is 0.8. So that means in one generation, their population more than halves. So if they, let's say if they are like 80 people in South Korea,
yes,
that means one generation there will be 40.
Yes.
So naturally, the population is reducing all across the world except Africa.
Yes.
Now, sub-Saharan Africa, for the most countries, it's 5 point something and above children per woman on average.
Yes.
Five, even those which are not so high are like 4 point something.
Mm.
So that means the populations can double in one generation.
Yes.
You require 2.1, so if you have 4 or 4.2, then that means the population doubles in every generation.
Mm.
Now that, and for the people who are trying to reduce population, that means their biggest target is sub-Saharan Africa.
Yes.
That means we are their biggest target.
Yes.
They have to find a way, number one, of killing our fertility.
Yes.
They have to find a way of killing the children who are being born or incapacitating them.
Yes.
And so they are doing that.
Mm.
And now people like Bill Gates have come and taken over of the Ministry of Health. And they have been completely in control.
Yes.
So as a result, they are pushing vaccines which are very unsafe.
Yes.
Like the malaria vaccine.
I've
previously come out and said, do not, under any circumstances, let your child take that malaria vaccine.
Yes.
Because top scientists who are not part of this agenda have come out and said how it is very unsafe.
Yes.
Very unsafe.
Mm.
There is a 10% increase of meningitis, which is a much worse sickness than malaria.
Yes.
A 10% increase for people who are vaccinated against malaria.
Yes.
Of meningitis. That's very dangerous. Meningitis is a very bad disease, a lot worse than the malaria against which they are protecting you.
Yes.
So it's like somebody protecting you from chivoko and bringing out a gun to shoot you. That's what is happening. And then there's going to be a lot of mortality and a lot of other things, seizures and so on. Now, I already had, I was in Gulu, and somebody told me, somebody you know, the child, 2.5 years old, no more healthy. Running around, you know, children that age, running around, pulling down everything and so on. No more unhealthy child went for this malaria vaccine without even the consent of the parents. They just came in some sakate somewhere where they were staying and vaccinated the boy. Now the boy lost his legs. His legs are like spaghetti.
Mm.
He can't walk.
Yes.
And he's not going to walk for the rest of his life.
Mm.
Because some people in the Ministry of Health have been given money to build their houses and they are sacrificing your children. Now, all I can do is tell you, protect your children.
Yes.
Because this is a serious... I wish I could show you the fertility map. Down of Egypt, all the way up to Botswana and everywhere, down there.
Yes.
Fertility rates are 5, 6, 7.
Huh.
You see?
Very scary to them.
To them. Very scary to them, because that means if they continue with their having zero children,
we'll take them off.
Eventually, numbers rule. That's how the Roman Empire was brought down.
Yes.
Eventually, numbers just reign, because if for us we are giving birth, every woman has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are some even who have 9 children.
Yes.
And the average is like 5.8 or 6.
Mm.
It's just a matter of one generation before I take over. So now, we are the biggest target in terms of population control for these people.
Yes.
At least elsewhere, the culture has created a natural aversion towards giving birth so that women are not giving birth. People get married, a couple, and they say, oh, we don't need children, and they age and die.
Mm.
Now, that means they die and they go. Now, there is no next generation,
there's
so the populations are reducing. And now, there are so many people who are above 70, 80, 90 who are not working, cannot fit in the labor market, and they are there.
Yes.
And so they tell you a country has a population of, let's say, 80 million people, but like 20 million or even 30 are not working.
Yes.
They are of retired age.
Mm.
So that means effectively their population is like, not 80, is like 40.
Yes.
Now more are aging and very few are being born. So there are countries where there are very few teenagers. You will not find young people, teenagers, what? Very few.
Yes.
Now that creates a big, big problem.
Yes.
And that's what these servants of the devil want.
Mm.
And so I'm telling you this because I want you to know that there's going to be a lot of interventions which are coming from your people. Hmm? Ah, now they have brought this, now they have brought this HIV vaccine, now they have brought this what? Run for your lives.
Yes.
Run for your lives.
Yes.
Take it from me, run for your lives.
Mm.
Because you take something saying that you've been vaccinated against HIV,
yes,
and you will get it.
Yes.
You will get it not the way other people get it.
Yes.
You will get it from that vaccination.
Yes.
They will tell you it's vaccinating you against HIV, and eventually it just makes you get it. So be
get it
very
or
careful.
Get more,
or you will get worse things.
Yes.
It will kill your immunity. Because remember, HIV, what it does, it's not
yes.
a sickness of its own. It just destroys your immunity.
Yes.
And makes every other infection come
yes.
and just take you off because your
yes.
immunity is down.
Yes.
And there has been a war on our natural immunities.
Mm.
For ages, only we didn't know it.
Mm.
Okay? Because even the HIV virus was manufactured. It did not,
yes.
It's not a natural virus.
Yes.
It was manufactured. And
mm.
even the newspapers in the Western world reported that at some stage.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
And they sent it here to Africa. That's why there was a newspaper called the Times of London.
Yes.
A very respectable newspaper up to now.
Yes.
Times of London.
Mm.
It reported in 1987.
Mm.
The date was May 14th.
Yes.
It reported that World Health Organization
yes.
Okay?
Mm.
Gave 50 million smallpox vaccines.
Yes.
Which were laced with the HIV virus
mm.
to Africans. So they get smallpox vaccines, put in HIV, and then they give it to Africans.
Yes.
Then, the next thing, smallpox has died, and they say, hey, smallpox died because of the vaccine.
Yes.
But they have taken away smallpox and given you HIV.
HIV later yeah. on.
And now that's how most of those things are.
Yes.
Most of them are like that.
Very well.
Yeah. Mm. So now, I want you to be very, very careful.
Mm.
You stick with the other six, polio, what, you know those ones, of long ago, diphtheria and so on.
Yes.
But these ones, which these new ones, run for your lives. I'm telling you, run for your lives. Now, that was reported in a top newspaper on the front page.
Mm.
And it was never denied by World Health Organization.
Yes.
Because, of course, that time, those newspapers were still, you know, legit sources
yes.
of information
oh,
and
yes.
not bought by all these corporate interests. So, anyhow, that happened. May 14th, 1987.
Yes.
They reported that.
Mm.
Now, that's why you find that HIV was so big in Africa.
Mm.
But it wasn't big elsewhere.
Yes.
Is it Africans who are more promiscuous than others? That's how they kind of sold it. Africans have a lot of sex. That's why
yes.
they know, but they put it there.
Mm.
And so somebody goes for a vaccine. All of you come for a smallpox vaccine. You go and you don't. So somebody, you just realize somebody is getting. So this, there has been a war on our immunity.
Yes.
Mm. Even the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
War on immunity.
Mm.
It takes away your natural immunity. I wish people knew that. God in his wisdom gave these bodies of ours an immunity to fight off all, like most, a lot of the sicknesses.
Yes. Mm.
Mm? And they do that a lot and so well. And only a few of them get past it.
Yes.
Eh?
Mm.
But you have an army which was given to you by God
yes.
to protect your body against
yes.
sicknesses.
Mm.
Eh? And that army was, like God in his wisdom did it. So now these people are trying to destroy this. And Africans
yes.
have a very strong immunity.
Mm.
Because we expose to things very fast. Remember, immunity is developed depending on what you're exposed to.
Yes.
So now let's say you walk through the slums here of Kampala.
Mm.
And you see children who are, you know, very grown up in all these dirty places.
Yes.
And what. So somehow they get their bodies get used to ingesting
yes.
germs.
Mm.
When they grow up, they can't be taken down by anything. Their bodies have
yes.
been strengthened against all those things.
Yes.
Eh?
Mm.
And so, like, they are so difficult to take down.
Yes.
So, you'll see, until somebody comes and intervenes and
yes.
tells you that now this is a COVID vaccine.
Yes.
The COVID vaccine will take away your natural immunity.
Yes.
This has been proven. All
yes.
that I'm telling you has been proven
yes.
by scientists. Even in Israel,
mm.
they came up with a very, very serious report.
Mm.
And they regretted why they vaccinated their people.
Yes.
Because natural immunity was seven times, at the very least,
yes.
seven times better
mm.
than the fake immunity they were giving you through what?
Yes.
Through the vaccine.
Yes.
But that's not all. The immunity they were giving you through the vaccine was killing the natural immunity
yes.
and trying to make you dependent on it.
On this one.
On this unnatural one.
Yes.
So which means you have to keep on going for more
yes.
and for more.
And that's why they ask people to go for boosters.
Boosters and
yes.
so on. Now that destroys your immunity completely, which
yes.
God gave you.
Mm.
And now that is replacing it with something which
yes.
somebody from Europe is giving you.
Yes.
Or America.
Yes.
Now Poland, I was reading there, you saw the story, where Pfizer,
yes.
the biggest manufacturer of these fake COVID
yes.
vaccines, was suing Poland
yes.
for $1.5 billion. because Poland had refused to buy their vaccines and stopped and said, your vaccines are useless. We are not going to buy any more of them. But they had somehow signed an agreement when people still believed in the whole COVID vaccine thing. They had signed an agreement in which they had agreed to buy those vaccines.
Yes.
But then eventually Poland realized it's fake.
Mm.
So now they refused to pay Pfizer for any more vaccines.
Mm.
So Pfizer decided now they are suing them. Very interesting.
So one of the things which I actually see is that the target which they are bringing is towards Africa. Because now our immunity and productivity is very high. Now, the thing which they're planning is the plan for people who are, of course, the elderly and all these other ones through other means. Like, let me say also maybe sickness and all these other ones. Then also the children. Because one of the key areas they're targeting right now is children. They're targeting children so much because even actually there is one... this sickness which has just come up in China, it's targeting children. So we see children, and we are going to see it a lot more in this end time. And I really thank God for you, because now you're opening our eyes to actually be warned of these agendas which the enemy is bringing against us. Because when we don't get warned and know it aforetime and start to prepare ourselves against it, We'll go along with them and actually die in them. But of course, I love what the scripture speaks about the watchman in Ezekiel, that when they heed your warning, their blood is not on you. But when they fail and they go with that narrative, their blood will be on them. So it's all about us understanding this, that these people, these New World Order people are coming with their agendas. They are coming to control us. And they want, like the way you said, they want 1 billion people in the whole earth, the population of the whole earth, 1 billion.
And yet actually it's now going up to 8 billion.
Yes, yes.
So imagine how many people they have to kill.
To kill, yes. So they are trying with all their means. Now they are targeting the people who are already in existence, and they are elderly, and they are maybe above 40 and 50. They are targeting them with a certain kind of strategy. Now, even the youth, they are targeting them with a certain strategy. But also the newborns, they are targeting with a certain strategy. Even now, we know abortion and all that. The ones which are not yet...
The ones from abortion, all that is part of the agenda.
Yes. So, what we are telling you here, that the enemy, through his conduits, is targeting your health, and you are supposed to know how to live in this end time out of that worldly system.
Don't believe everything just because it has come to you from platforms which you previously trusted.
Yes.
Now reduce the number of platforms you trust.
Yes.
And be very cautious about everything you get to, because there's going to be also so many other vaccines which are targeting girls. They will say this is targeting there's cervical cancer and so on. But all that is to kill their productivity.
Yes.
So now there are people who have grown up to trust all these systems without questioning. So you take your young girl there for the vaccine that against cervical cancer. Some of them are even being vaccinated at childbirth.
Yes.
Some of them are being vaccinated. Now, there are certain things which don't make sense. For instance, hepatitis, I think B.
Yes.
So they are vaccinating children at zero, immediately after childbirth, for a sexually transmitted sickness, which will probably only be of concern to them.
Maybe 18 years.
Maybe 18 years. Okay, maybe these days people get sexually active a bit younger.
Yes.
So at least 14 years later.
Yes.
But there's how do you vaccinate somebody against a sexually transmitted sickness at their birth? And then, okay, that one, okay, has been there and so on. But there are so many others which are going to come. They are going to be targeting girls.
Yes.
Because, of course, the fertility rate is about girls.
Yes.
So now you go, take your young girl there for vaccination, because, the Minister of Health has said, so the Minister of Health has been given money.
Yes.
From Bill Gates and Gavi and all that.
Yes.
They are all compromised, and they don't care about that.
Yes.
Now, and they will not take their children there.
No.
They will not.
They won't.
So you take your young girl there. Then the girl grows up and is of marriage age, she gets married, Then the next thing, 1 year, 2 years, years, 5 years, 10 years, no child.
No.
And you will never associate it with the vaccine she got when what?
A long time ago.
Now they are killing the fertility.
Yes.
They are bringing the average down. From six. By so in the next generation, like it's almost a miracle that a girl who got those, it's almost a miracle that a girl gives birth, even when she's of birthing age.
Yes.
So like you have your wife, what? You're trying to get a child? Nothing. Okay. Nothing. Mm. So now the average is coming down. Until they bring us to the level of 0.8. 0.8 children per what? Per woman. So now that is the target, and be very, very careful. Take it from me, be very, very careful. But if you have chosen to trust everything that comes from those people, do not blame us. As Akena said here, the word says in Ezekiel, that son of man, warn my people. When you see something, when you see a danger coming, warn my people. Remember, this is the watchman. Warn my people. If they heed your word and turn, then they will be saved.
Yes.
If they do not heed your word and they go ahead and do it, then they will die, but their blood will be on them.
Yes.
But he also says, if you see something coming and you do not say it and it happens to them, their blood is on you.
On you.
So now I have told you very, very plainly and clearly. Okay? Very plainly and clearly. And nobody else is going to tell you what I'm telling you.
Yes.
But because they even passed a law which is supposed to make people fear and what, but I do not live in fear. Okay? So I'm warning you. I want you to save your children and save our population.
Yes.
Okay? Because God gave an instruction that you should go and what?
Yes.
Replenish the earth.
And multiply. Yeah.
Now the devil is trying to unreplenish.
Yes.
Okay? So multiply and replenish the earth. And of course the other considerations and so on. I'm not just saying go and give birth for, but also everyone wants to give birth should be able to give birth.
Yes.
Now you also saw in the newspapers when they were saying that girls as 14 are all going to be given contraceptives.
Yes.
14-year-olds.
Yes.
Now that is the death of fertility. When those contraceptives come, and now the people who are saying them, the contraceptives are not coming from Uganda, and they are not the ones you knew before, which you used to control your birthing process.
Yes.
That's different. These ones are targeting young girls now who haven't given birth yet.
Yes.
So come, we give you contraceptives, just in case, you know, you have sex, you don't have to worry about pregnancy. Now, so they start giving them free of charge from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who wants to kill 7 billion people. Now, how stupid can people be? And given our officials here in the ministry, like, how can you be such murderers?
Yes.
Like, that's murder. That's murder, actually. You, like Hitler and you, the only difference is you lived in different generations. Because now the people who are going to be killed, Hitler, the Second World War, killed 60 million people, or thereabout. Some of these people are going to kill more than that.
Yes.
And because some of them will...
Actually, they are targeting billions.
They are targeting billions. Now, I'm saying even the ones here in Uganda.
In Uganda.
Because I have to first concern myself with these ones, who, because they have given you money to go and buy a farm and some cows, they are ready to sacrifice millions of children.
Yes.
Like, that is wicked. Like, and that blood is going to be on some of these people.
Yes.
Now, so you take your girl. I have contraceptives. You know, okay. First of all, the age of consent is 18. So anybody who has sex, any girl who has sex before that, somebody, whoever it is that was with them, has committed defilement.
Yes.
That's the first thing. But they are saying 14. So now 14, she starts taking contraceptives. So she's not going to get pregnant. And the parent says, okay, at least that's good. She's going to finish school. The only trouble is, when she's finished school and now she wants children, there will not be any children.
No.
Her fertility has been hammered. Now, if that program succeeds, okay, of course, it's not going to succeed because of me, because I'm going to cancel it.
Yes.
But if that program succeeded, in the next 10 years, remember those girls who are 14 will be 24.
Yes.
In the next 10 years, our fertility rate would have fallen from 6 to like 0.8. If that program was to succeed.
Actually, I have also seen, like personally, I've seen many testimonies of people some years ago who have taken those contraceptives. And actually, they end up either not giving birth or giving birth to deformed children. Like, a lot of mess.
And we're not talking about the old contraceptives which people use to mark their... Because remember, they are new things.
New ones,
And especially these ones which target young girls.
Yes.
Those ones run. Of course, people in marriages use contraceptives and so on. And the others which are which have other... small side effects,
yes,
but which are okay.
Yes.
Side effects like, hormonal imbalances. That's how all,
yes,
of them are, or like putting on some weight and so,
yes,
on. But which are not going to stop you,
yes,
to give from giving birth when you want to.
Yes.
But these ones which are targeting young girls.
Young girls, yes.
Run for your lives.
Mm.
I'm telling you, tell your girls, tell your children not to go there.
Yes.
But, of course, because we have authority from God,
yes,
we cannot allow that program,
yes,
to go ahead.
Yes.
And it's not going to go ahead. But if it did,
yes,
And now even the malaria vaccine, you know, these people are sly servants of the devil.
Yes.
Them all.
Mm.
Because they even went and said, now we are rolling out the malaria vaccine mid next year. They are already rolling it out.
Mm.
But you see, they want to get everybody who would have fought it to wait until next year. But I know they are rolling it out in villages and so on.
Yes.
Now some people will listen to this program and they will warn everybody.
Mm.
Okay?
I
pray they do.
Yes.
They do their part. Because,
yes,
for me, I'm doing my part.
Yes.
So I pray they do their part and warn all the people involved,
yes,
and concerned to run for their lives.
Yes.
And all these other things that are coming, these medical interventions.
Yes.
Now we are doing this, trying to solve problems which don't exist.
Mm.
Solutions which are looking for a problem. So those ones.
Yes.
Run for your lives.
Yes. Now, everyone listening, you have to now stick to the Lord, because the Lord has a good promise for us in the scripture. And the promise is of divine health. And the promise is that when you trust in it, now you are speaking of logical, emotional, and spiritual levels where people make their decisions. Now, we are bringing to you something, because the scripture says that, get out of Babylon, my people. Get out of Babylon, lest you partake of her plagues and you partake of her sins. Now, we want you to come out from this place where you are trusting in apparent science, Babylonian system.
And remember, actually, as you said, it says, lest you partake in her
plagues.
Because the plagues are going to,
yes,
be so many plagues.
Yes.
Mm.
So we are telling you and giving you exactly that this is the plan of the enemy for you in this end time. Mm. And this is, you need to get out of that system, because there is going to be plagues. And that system is not built on your benefit. It cannot benefit you. Now, you're supposed to get out of that system, and you get to the system of God, which promises better life, which promises good health, which promises you having and enjoying your health. Now, the scripture says that, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and you be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Now, God wants you to prosper and be in good health. He doesn't want you to be in this place where you're running to doctors for things which has been inflicted upon you. But he wants you to stay in good health and divine health, where you live in, you wake up, you're happy. And I know some of these things, because when your health is contradicted and is messed up, you cannot live in peace and joy. You can't. But now, God wants you to get out of that system which is fallen, which has plagues, to come into the system of God which has divine health, where you can expect a good life next year, the next month. God wants you there.
You know, the interesting thing is, if people knew that, first of all, every sickness is demonic oppression.
Yes.
Every sickness.
Yes.
Some more than others.
Yes.
There are some which arise as some biological misfunction, but all of them are what? Demonic. Demonic in nature. I remember one time the Lord spoke to me very clearly and told me these words. He told me that, and I was even praying, I was in time of praying and fasting, and I was fasting about other things, totally different things. And then just there, when I was seated somewhere in a place, just seated, and the Lord told me that, the problem with you is that you treat sickness like it is a biological misfunction, and rather than as demonic oppression. Then he says, that's why you tolerate it, because you think, something in my body is not working. But when you realize that it's actually demonic oppression, and that's what it says, Acts 10:38. Remember,
yes,
it says,
yes,
God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, went around doing
good
and healing all who were oppressed by
the devil.
Not oppressed by a virus or whatever,
yes,
or a bacteria. He said oppressed
by the devil.
Very clear, Acts 10:38.
Mm.
Now, when you understand that, you know every sickness is a demonic oppression, and it came after the fall.
Yes.
Adam could not fall sick before he fell.
Yes.
And so now, then you know that. When you actually conceptualize that in your head,
yes,
then you see it as demonic oppression. Now, I'll end by telling you, the other day I was at home. I was just there, lying on the bed and so on. And then my chest becomes very congested. Very congested, then I'm congesting. Then I'm almost as if heaving, struggling to breathe, and my chest is congested and what? So I'm starting to think, what is causing this thing? So I say maybe I lay badly and, somehow my chest was not in a comfortable position. So I stood up, I sat down, I did what? But in all, I was having some coughing in a very weird way, and it wasn't like a normal cough, although even that would be demonic, but something weird. So I went and sat down somewhere on a balcony and decided to pray in tongues. But the minute I was beginning to pray in tongues, I realized that this is the devil playing games on me. And so I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, catch you. I heard the demons fleeing. Like, they could see all of them. Like, I could not see them with my natural eyes, but I could hear, like, demons fleeing away from my chest. The next minute, I was breathing properly, perfectly well.
Yes.
And that day, I think I even went to the gym.
Yes.
So, now you can go down that path and the devil deceives you. You go down and down.
Yes.
Then you start taking a whole, whatever, go to a doctor. He gives you all sorts of medications and what. But the devil is sitting on your chest.
Yes.
And you can just tell him in the name of Jesus, go, and he goes. And when I said, because I realized, I woke up and said, oh, no, there's nothing wrong. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I could hear
and they left.
And the next minute I'm breathing properly. And I'm like, so this is how people can easily go down Babylon. And like you think that. So I'm not saying every sickness is like that. Or every chest or condition is like that. But you also have to start taking authority over the devil in areas of sickness.
Yes.
And you have to start claiming your health, which is God-given.
Yes.
You have to start that. We shall give you a full lesson on that before. I didn't even want to bring it up today. It is like a year was forced to me. But that's it. Final word from you.
My final word is get out of the Babylonian system.
Financially,
mentally,
uh-huh.
which forms your decisions and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of Babylonian system of health,
mm-hmm.
and you come into the system of God.
Even spiritually, get out of Babylonian system and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Watchman. We'll be back with you next week. In the meantime, have yourselves a wonderful evening.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money line, that is +256 780 292 555, or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministries, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email using info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, how to give, The Watchman magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.